Well, it's so beautiful out today.
今天外面天气很好哈。
The hills are so green and so beautiful.
这边的山丘，这些山非常的美丽，非常的翠绿。
The heart of God is so beautiful.
神的心也是那么的美。
Heaven is so beautiful.
天堂是那么的美。
Much more beautiful than the beautiful hills out.
比外面那些山岭更美。
It's so much fun, you know, when the Lord has taken you to heaven so many times and you get to see so many of the wonders and the beauties of heaven. And then he takes your granddaughter up and lets her see it, so then you have someone to talk to.
就是很有趣，就是说神带我到天上去非常非常多次，你看到天堂很多不同的地方，然后之后神就带我的孙女也上去，所以现在我可以有个对象，我们可以一起来讨论天上的事。
See, I told you, I use notes, and then I don't know where I'm going. So.
我现在就是不知道该从哪边开始。
Turn your Bibles, please, to Revelation chapter 5.
请翻到启示录第五章。
I was feeling so perplexed.
我今天有点困惑。
So I spent a lot of time last night praying.
昨天晚上我花了很多时间祷告。
How can I talk to you about this most important issue?
就是我如何向你们来讲到这件最重要的事。
Because I don't want people to get lifted up in pride.
因为我不希望人好像在骄傲当中就这样升高起来。
And yet, at the same time, I want you to know how important these things are.
但同时，我又希望让你知道这个事情实在很重要。
And so I was just perplexed.
所以我就是这样子，蛮困惑的。
I said, Lord, I know what you told me that I had to minister on Sunday.
我跟神说，神，我知道我礼拜天你要我要分享的是什么。
But I don't want to minister this on Sunday.
但是我却不想要这样做。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办。
I know it's important to your heart.
我说神啊，我知道这事在你心里面是很重要的。
But I just feel too perplexed. I don't want to minister it.
但是因为我这样的困惑，我就不想朝这个方向服事。
So isn't that a very great faith way of praying to God?
你想这是不是带了很大信心向神的祷告呢
？And so this morning he sent an angel to me.
所以今天早上神就差了一位天使来。
This angel talked to me about several things that were going on.
所以那个天使跟我讲了几件正在发生的事。
And he also told me how to present this message to you.
他同时也教导我怎么样能够把这个信息向你们传递。
So when I'm done, if you have a problem with it, take it to God.
如果我讲完了，你还是有一些问题，你自己去找神谈。
That's all I know how to say.
这是我唯一知道该怎么讲的。
Okay, Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we love you so very.Very much.
天父啊，我们是何等的爱你。
But our love for you is so shallow.
但是我们对你的爱却是很肤浅的。
At times it feels like it fills our innermost being.
有时候好像在我们最里面的人，我们可以感受到。
And like we're going to explode in our hearts with love for you.
好像我们心中好像被这样的爱好像炸开了。
But sometimes when you ask us to humble ourselves.
但有时候当你要求我们要自卑在你面前的时候
or to do things that sometimes are so simple,
或者有时候你做的事情好像过于简单
but they seem troublesome to us,
但对我们来讲就是很带着困难的
so we don't do it,
所以我们就不去做了
then we know that our love is not quite as great as we thought it was,
那时候我们就知道其实我们爱你并不是像我们所以为的那么多
but you're so filled with love for us, dear Father,
但天父啊，你的心充满了对我们的爱。
That you see over all of our faults,
所以你超越我们一切的一些错失，你是这样看我们的。
Our weaknesses and our failures,
我们的失败，我们的软弱。
And you give us grace,
然后你给我们恩典。
To grow higher,
以及我们能够更往上能够成长。
And to be better than we ever thought we could be,
然后成为一个更好的人，是超越我们以为我们可以的。
And Father.
天父啊
We thank you for that.
我们为此来感谢你。
Today, help me to speak the things that the angel put upon my heart this morning.
神啊，求你今天下午帮助我，把早上天使对我放在心中的一些事情能够讲出来。
Help me to instruct in the things that you say are important.
也帮助我知道怎么样来教导一些对你而言是很重要的事。
And not to miss anything that I was told to share.
然后不会忘记任何一项是你要我分享的。
And help those who are here this afternoon to receive.
也帮助今天下午，
what you want to give.
帮助今天下午在这边的都能够完全的得着接受到你所要赐给他们的
so they can be enlarged, Father.
以至于他们能够被扩大
and we thank you.
我们为此感谢你
in your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Before we get into the scripture, I want to talk to you from my heart for a moment.
在我们读经文之前，我先从心里面分享一些事。
I want to tell you just a little bit about my background.
我跟你们提一下我自己的背景。
When I was growing up,
当我长大的时候
I had a very, very difficult childhood.
我的童年是非常的困难。
So at a very young age,
所以在很小的时候
I felt like I was worth about this much.
我的自我形象就是自我价值就这么点。
So I grew up feeling very unimportant as a child.
所以这样就是我这样长大，我自己觉得我是一个真的无关紧要的一个孩子。
Before I got saved,
然后在我得救之前
，I was very successful in business.
我在我的事业上非常的成功。
But I never knew it.
但是我却一点都不察觉。
Because I always felt insignificant.
因为我一直觉得自己是微不足道。
I always felt unlovable.
而且我觉得就是我是不可爱，不能被爱的。
And I had very little ability to love.
而且我爱人的那个能力也非常的低。
I loved my daughter.
我爱我的女儿。
Outside of that, there wasn't a lot of love.
但除此以外，我就没有什么爱了。
When I got saved,
然后当我得救之后
，because for the first time in my life, I had experienced the love of an authority figure.
那是我第一次，好像从一个权柄的人物那边，我可以经历到爱。
I knew that I wanted to be a person of love, no matter what that took.
所以我就决定说，不管那个代价是怎么样，我要成为一个有爱的人。
But that didn't heal my low self-esteem.
但这一点并不能医治我那个很低的自我形象。
I'm telling you this story for a reason.
我告诉你这些是有原因的。
Sometimes you find this problem with low self-images and low self-esteem in whole races of people.
你会发现，几乎在所有的这些种族当中，我们都有这种问题，就是自我形象很低。
And so we try to excel in ways that are not necessarily healthy.
那以至于我们就可能用一个不是很健康的方法，想办法变得很卓越成功。
To make up for the low self-esteem that we have.
以至于好像可以略略的弥补，说我这个很低的自我形象。
God has healed me of all that.
但神已经医治我了这些。
And He's taken me through some very, very hard things to force me out of the need to please people.
他就在我生命当中释放很多很困难的事情，强逼我，以至于我不会再去要去讨人的喜悦。
And to rip my self-esteem away from tangible things.
然后就把我自我的形象这个问题，从那个好像可触及的这些可见之事当中完全的剥下来。
So that my consciousness is in Him and not in myself.
所以以至于我的一个自觉，我的一个自我意识是在神，而不是在我自己身上。
I'm sharing this with you because this need to beseen as spiritual, to be seen as important.
就是这个你有这个需要，就是你希望你需要别人觉得你是很属灵或者很重要这样的需要。
To be seen as knowledgeable,
或者是你很有见识。
To be seen as intellectual,
很聪明。
To be highly educated,
或者有很高的学位。
The many things that we give into to prove our value.
就是那么多事情，那么多我们让步的事情，只是为了要来证明我们的价值。
Is exactly the opposite of what we need if we want to go on in God.
但是事实上，这是跟我们想要去更靠近神这些事情是刚好是相反的。
The minute we feel a need to be recognized as something special in a particular area, we are sealing further growth in God.
就是你特别是在某一个领域你就是当你觉得说我在那边需要特别的好像变得卓越你就在那个地方好像有一个天花板在你上面、
so、
你就不能再成长
Sorry Nikki So when we know that we're falling into that trap we have to run from it
所以如果你发现你好像快要掉到这样的陷阱你要赶快的远离逃走
So if we are going to for instance become intercessors
所以譬如说如果你要成为一个代祷者
The last thing in the world we want people to know is what great intercessors we are
那最就是你最不想让人家知道，就是你是怎么样一位伟大的代祷者。
When people start lifting me up too much because of my intercessory call,
就是当人好像把我太过于高举，只是因为我有个代祷者的护照。
I want to run away and hide.
我就想要逃走，然后躲起来。
I don't want to be recognized or known because of my intercessory call.
我不希望因为这个代祷者的护照被人好像就是任命高举起来。
I don't want to be recognized or known because of my prophetic anointing.
我也不希望因为我这个好像先知性的这样的恩膏被人家认出来。
I don't want to be recognized or known because of my apostolic anointing.
我也不希望因为使徒性的恩膏，我希望被人这样子好像推崇。
In this ministry, we don't apostle churches, we apostle nations.
所以 在我这个事工里面，我对列国还有对各样教会，我们都有这样使徒性的服事。
But very few people know that.
但是很少人知道。
Because it's not about me.
因为你要知道 这跟我无关。
And it must never be about me.
而且永远都不应该跟我有关系。
It always must be about God and God alone.
那都应该单单的是为了神的缘故。
Now having said that, I wanted to share a story with you.
那现在我要跟你分享一个故事。
In the very earliest days of my salvation,
就在我救恩的初步的时候，
I was sitting out by a mountain pond, a mountain lake.
我就在一个山上的一个湖的一个地方。
I had gone there to seek the face of the Lord.
我去那个地方就要寻求神的面。
And as I was talking to the Lord,
当我在跟神在讲话的时候，
He said to me, Nita, I want you to learn humility.
神跟我说， 我要你学有关谦卑的事。
The concept of humility was very foreign to me. I was very young in the Lord.
所以当时我 在就是信主 才刚刚开始，所以这个谦卑对我来讲是很遥远的一个观念。
Is it alright if I'm this vulnerable with you?
我能像你这样坦开吗？赤裸敞开吗？
So I'm sitting by this mountain lake.
所以我就这样坐在这个山区里面的湖边。
Clear as glass, this mountain lake is.
就这个湖面是那样的清澈。
In fact, it's up in Yosemite and they call it Mirror Lake.
哦、事实上就是、在优胜美地那边那个叫做镜子那个湖。
And I'm looking in the water.
我就这样看着水。
And the Lord says to me, Nita, I want you to learn humility.
神跟我说，我要你学习谦卑。
I said, Lord, what is humility?
我跟神说，什么是谦卑？
He said, I want you to learn vulnerability, the big V word.
就神说，我要你学习，就叫做就是无助。
I'm going to show you something to help you along life's path.
我要向你显示一些事情，好叫你在人生的路上你可以得到帮助。
He said, "You see this lake before you."
神说，你看到你面前的这个湖吗？
He said, "It is clear."
它是非常的清澈。
You can see down to the bottom of it.
你可以看到湖底。
Now it's been many years since I've been at that lake, and I don't know what it's like today. But then it was very transparent.
在当时这个就是清澈可以见底，现在就不晓得了。
And he said, as this lake is transparent, so must you be.
神说，就像这个湖泊是这样子的清澈透明，你也需要成为这样子的人。
Now up to that time, transparency was not my marquee.
就是在那个时候呢，这样子一个透明敞开对我来讲，那不是我的特质。
In fact, I was never transparent with people.
事实上，我对人我从来不是这样。敞开透明的。
I hid my innermost feelings always with everybody.
我事实上向着所有的人，我都隐藏我里面最深的感觉。
But at this time, he's telling me that's not the way he wants me to be.
但神在这个时候却告诉我说，他不希望我是这样子的。
He wants me to be transparent in my failures as well as what I might consider successes.
神要我在不管我的失败或者我自认为成功的地方，都要一样的透明。
In my weaknesses as well as my strengths.
就不管是我的强处还是我的弱点，我都一样。
He said, now I've lost my place. He said, he said, you see the waterfall.
就说你看到那个瀑布吗？
He said, the water comes down the waterfall, joyously rushing to the bottom.
啊、你看那个水从上面下来经过这样瀑布，它是那样快乐的想要能够冲到瀑布的底。
Crashing against the rocks.
所以然后在碰到那个底部的时候就跟那个岩石那样的冲撞。
He said, when you lift yourself up, I will bring you down.
神说你如果自己抬高到上面，神说我会把你带下来。
When you bring yourself down, I will lift you up.
神说但是你如果自卑呢，我就会把你升高起来。
Seek always for the low places, not the high.
神说你要一直的去寻求就是在那个低位。
He said water can be molded to any shape, any size, any pattern.
他说那个水是可以变成各样的形状、各样的图形或者各样的大小。
And you must learn to be also.
神说你也需要成为这样。
Moldable to my hand.
在我的手中是个可塑造的。
And moldable to circumstances that I put you in.
或者是我把你放在我要你的那个环境里面，你也可以这样被塑造。
And up to that point in time, I was not moldable.
但在那个之前呢，我其实不是一个可被塑造的人。
I wanted to make everything perfect around me everywhere I went.
那那时候我是到哪边，我都希望把当当时的环境完全的符合我。
If a place didn't seem like it was good enough for me, I didn't go to that place.
那如果某个地方我对我来讲不够好，我根本就不去那儿。
I would go to a more expensive place, for instance, maybe a hotel or a restaurant.
那我就会去个比较高级、比较贵的地方，譬如一个比较好的旅馆啊，或者是餐厅。
The problem with that is that you keep finding that you have to go to more and more expensive restaurants, more and more expensive hotels, for them to finally meet your needs, because you keep graduating in your heightened view of yourself.
那因为就是在你那个自高自视的这样，你会持续的这样子往上增长，以至于你就自然会去个更贵或更好的那个旅馆或者是餐厅。
In business, I would deal with one level of people.
在我的事业上，我就跟某一种程度的人，我会跟他交往。
As I got more successful, then I felt that I needed to deal with higher levels of people.
那当我的事业更成功的时候，我就会去跟个更高阶层的人，我会跟他们交往。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说的吗
？He said you need to be moldable.
神说你需要能够被塑造
，fit in any shape, size, or form he puts you in。
不管我把你放在什么样的形状、大小、尺寸，你都应该能够适应。
People fly，
人们这样飞来飞去。
If they do a lot of international flying like I do，
如果他们就像我一样，常常需要有那种国际的这种航班。
Pretty soon, coach isn't good enough。
很快的，你就是那个经济舱对你来讲就不够好了。
And they have to start maneuvering to get into a business class.
那你就会想办法想进入商务舱。
Then business class isn't good enough.
然后商务舱就慢慢就觉得不够好。
And they have to start maneuvering to get into first class.
那你就尝试要进入头等舱。
I've spent years doing international flying. I know how it works.
那事实上我用很多年这样的国际的这样的飞行，所以我知道这个事情怎么可以成功。
But God will take you out of first class and put you in the back end of the plane in coach.
那上神会把你从头等舱这样抓回来，放到那个经济舱的最后面那一排。
I was set to take a flight, and because I fly so many miles, I could fly in first class all the time.
那因为我飞行的那个里程数实在太多，所以我任何时候都可以坐进头等舱。
But I was feeling very uncomfortable over the fact that this whole trip was going to be a business class trip.
但这因为这整个行程我好像都是坐这个就是这个商业的，所以我上里头觉得不是很平安。
Not because I wanted to go into first class, I knew better than that.
事实上，我并不是因为我不想进入头等舱。
But because I was feeling uncomfortable about the business class situation.
那是因为我对于说我需要去做这个商对做商务舱的事情，我不是觉得很平安。
So I started praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, I'm scheduled to go business class all the way. I wasn't paying extra money for it, you know, because when you fly that many miles, it's a gift.
Okay, 因为那个时候，因为我已经飞行这么多，所以我真的变成那个商务舱，我不需要付任何的钱。
And finally, he appeared to me.
那之后，神就向我显现。
And he said, I'm going to be in coach.
神说我会待在经济舱那边。
You're free to fly wherever you want to fly.
那你要坐哪一个舱等都我都对我都可以。
I went back to coach.
那我就回到经济舱。
You see, when we seek to lift ourselves up, if we're going to become a friend of God, can you say friend of God?
你跟我说嘛，神的朋友。
Which a true intercessor is a friend of God.
一个真实的一个代祷者，他就是神的朋友。
If you're going to become a friend of God,
如果你要成为神的朋友
when you seek to lift yourself up,
然后你去寻求能够好像被高举的话
he must, out of love for you, bring you down.
那出于他对你的爱，他必须把你这样子降卑下来。
But if you will always seek to live in the low places,
但你如果一直寻求是待在那个低微的地方
when it suits his purpose, he will lift you up.
那如果合乎他的旨意，他就会把你带升高起来。
And when he does, you won't notice it.
而当他升高你的时候，事实上你都不会留意到。
If you do notice it,
那如果你自己察觉到呢
？You're not walking close enough to God.
那你跟神的同行还不够亲密。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我的所说的吗
？You must learn to fit in all places and in all things that God places you in.
你需要在神一切所量给你的环境里面，你要完全的适应进入。
And not constantly be looking for your comfort zones.
而不是一直的想要找到一个比较舒适的地方。
Unless you're not serious about prayer, if you're serious about prayer, you must obey the things that I'm telling you right now.
如果你对祷告是很认真的，那我刚刚所跟你分享的，你就要很仔细的听。
He told me many such things about water. He taught me many things about water.
他教导我很多有关水的事情。
He said, when you throw a pebble in the lake,
就当你把一个石头这样丢到这个湖里面的时候
，ripples move out to the outer edges of the lake。
那这个涟漪就这样慢慢往外散开。
And he said to me, when I throw a pebble in your water,
那神说，当我把这样的石头丢到你这个水里面呢
？I want you to be so pure that the ripples of what I do in your life go out to reach people in far places through you。
那我就渴望能够借由你这个涟漪能够一直往外头这样传上，以至于可以好像触及到很多在远处的人。
Then he said to me, "You notice how the wind is brushing across the surface of the lake."
然后神说，你有没有注意到水是那个风是怎么样这样轻轻的这样扫过水面
？And at that time, that's what was happening.
当时这个事情就发生在我眼前。
He said, "I want your heart to be so pure."
神说，我要你的心是那样的纯净。
That the faintest whisper of my voice will move you.
那就是即使是我那个最细微的声音都能够感动到你。
The faintest brush of my spirit will move you where I want you to go.
就是我最轻微的一个感，就是经过你旁边，你都会被感动到，你就会去我要你去的地方。
Now you're talking to, you're looking at a person that at that time was coming up from a very bad environment as a child.
在当时，其实我当时那个人，就是说我是一个很糟糕的一个童年这样子成长出来这样的环境的人。
To be that vulnerable with authority, and to be that obedient to authority was a fearful thing.
当时我对权柄其实是就是完全没有信任，但是神要求我要对权柄是这样的顺服，对我来讲是件很可怕的事情。
But he said, if you want to go deep in me,
但神说你如果想要更深的进到我里面
，This is what I require of those who walk close to me.
神说那就是那个渴望跟我亲密的人，这是我对他们的要求。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我的意思吗
？Do you accept what I'm saying?
那你接受我所说的吗
？What I'm going to share with you today, you can take one of two ways.
今天我跟你分享了，你可以有 两种不同的选择。
You can take it and you can let it lift you up.
你可以把它接受下来，然后使你好像被提升。
You can become very prideful.
你可以变成，就是你变成非常的骄傲。
And very independent.
就是你身上有那个独立的灵。
So that you think you don't need anyone else.
那你就会觉得说你的生命你不需要什么其他的人。
And you can do intercessions your way.
你可以按着你自己的方式，你来做代祷。
Or you can take what I'm going to share with you.
或者呢，我即将跟你分享，你也可以这样看待。
And remember the story on humility.
然后，请你记得我刚刚说的那个谦卑的故事。
God loves submission.
神他很喜悦，就是一个降服。
He wants submission from him to himself.
他喜欢人对他降服。
And he loves it when he sees us submitting one to another in the body of Christ.
他也喜悦他在他的教会里面，他看到人是彼此顺服的。
When I come into this fellowship,
当我进入这样的一个交通里面
I submit myself to Pastor Grace.
我到你们当中，我就降服于江牧师。
When Pastor Grace comes to us in the gatherings,
而当江牧师来到我们那个英的聚集的聚会
she submits herself to me.
他就把他自己这样降服在我的下面。
That's mutual submission. That's mutual respect, and that's very pleasing in the eyes of God.
这是互相的顺服，然后互相的降服，这是神很喜悦的。
If we're going to go deep in God,
如果我们渴望好像更深的进入神的里面
，It's important that we learn this mutual submission one to another.
那这个互相彼此顺服是非常重要的。
That's part of being vulnerable.
这就是其中，就是我们讲的说一个无助的其中一部分。
And it is certainly part of humility.
那这一定也就是谦卑的一部分。
If God chooses to take you into the wonderful things of prayer.
那如果神好像就是他愿意，他选择把你带进这个祷告的领域里面。
Never use it as a means of lifting yourself up.
你千万不要用这个当做是你可以自我提高的一个方式。
He'll put up with it for a while because he loves you and he wants to encourage you along your way.
那因为神一路上他爱你，而且他希望好像就是帮助你，所以他会暂时忍耐。
But when he sees that the pride is becoming cancerous in your heart.
那如果他发现说，哎，现在这个骄傲成为你心中好像癌症一样
，He will pull back and hide his face from you.
那神就会退开，然后就不再让你见到他的面。
Until you learn humility.
一直到你学会谦卑。
Do we understand?
你了解吗
？Does everyone understand?
每一位都了解吗
？Okay. So let's read the scripture.
我们来读这经
文。Revelations 5,
启示录第五章，
verse 10.
第十节。对不起，又叫他们成为国民。做祭司归于上帝，在地上执掌王权。
It says that you have made us a kingdom, a royal race, and what?
他让我们成为国民，又做祭司。
priest unto our God.
是归于神的祭司。
Does that mean that Pastor Grace and Nita Johnson are priests and you are not?
那这个意思是说，只有江牧师跟妮塔他是祭司，而我们都不是吗？
It means that every believer carries upon their shoulders priesthood.
他的意思是说，每一位信主的人，在他肩上，他所承担的就是他是一个祭司。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let me see. 1 Peter, where are we, Nikki? 2, chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
Verses 5 and 9.
第五跟第九节
Go ahead.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
Okay, verse 9,
第九节
says that you are a priesthood.
他说你是祭司。
To show forth what?
是要来彰显什么呢？
The virtues and the perfections of Him.
就是神的美德跟他的完美。
Who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light?
这一位是把你从黑暗里召出来，然后进入奇妙光明者的。
Why are you a chosen priesthood?
那为什么你是个被拣选的祭司呢？
To show forth the beauties, the graces, the virtues of you.
那你是被选择要来就选召来彰显你自己的你的美丽你的美德吗？
To show forth the great giftings of you.
还是 来彰显说你自己里面那个很棒的恩赐呢？
You're a chosen priesthood to show forth the virtues, the beauty of Christ.
事实上，你被选择出来，你是要来彰显基督的美德跟他的美丽。
God is not interested in our intellect.
神对我们的智慧、智商，他不是那么有兴趣。
He's not interested in our knowledge.
也不在乎我们的知识。
Knowledge puffs up.
知识使人自高。
Love edifies.
但是呢，爱呢却能够造就人。
He's not interested in our intellect. He's not interested in our knowledge. But he is interested in how much we love.
他并不在乎我们有多聪明或者知道多少，但他非常在乎我们爱了多少。
You see, if you can't love me, you can't love Christ.
就是如果你不能爱你看得见的像我一样，你就不可能爱基督。
You might say, but you're not Jesus.
你会说，哦，那因为你不像耶稣啊。
The Apostle John said that if we cannot love our brother who we see,
那是使徒约翰就说，你如果不能够爱那个你看得见的弟兄，
neither can we love Christ whom we do not see.
我们就没有办法看那个我们看，就不能爱那个我们看不到的神。
So if you cannot love me, you cannot love Christ.
所以你如果不能爱我，你就没有办法爱基督。
If you cannot love the person next to you, you cannot love Christ.
你如果不能爱在你旁边的这一位，你就没办法爱基督。
Even if a person is very difficult for you, perhaps you're in a bad marriage.
就好比说，你如果是在一个很不幸的婚姻里面。
Even in this difficult marriage, you're called to love this abusive spouse.
但那你的呼召还是去爱这个对你有这个虐待倾向的这个配偶。
And to show forth the perfections of Christ.
然后向他显明出神的一个完美
，so that this spouse who sees the beauty of Christ in you，
以至于你的配偶在你身上看到神的那个荣美
，can fall on his face or her face and repent and cry out for God's forgiveness。
他就能够扑倒在神的面前，寻求神的面，呼求神的他的救恩跟他的那个赦免。
So as a priesthood, God is going to take us through circumstances and situations and bring us face to face with people.That are not going to be easy.
Okay, 所以在这个过程当中，神就会带我们这些代祷者会进入不同的这些环境光景，好叫我们跟一些事实上可能很困难的人，需要跟他们面对面。
The purpose of this is to develop you into the image of Christ.
而这个目的就是要培育你，以至于你有基督的形象。
That you can bring forth a perfect priesthood through you.
以至于神能够从你身上能够彰显出一个完美一个完全的一个祭司。
So we are a chosen race and as a nation of believers, I don't mean an American nation, I mean international nation of believers.
就是我们身为一个被拣选的族类，是好像是一个国际性的这样的一个国民。
We are a chosen priesthood.
我们这个被拣选的祭司。
And in this priesthood is the call for intercession.
而在这个祭司的这个职分里面，就是一个要去代祷的呼召。出埃及记，请翻到出埃及记十九章。出埃及记十九章第四到第六节。
God never intended in the body of Christ for the church to sit in the pews, chairs.
就是神从来没有在对他自己的他的心意里面从来没有说在他的教会里面大家就这样坐在椅子上。
With the fivefold ministry being all in all, and the church people just being a bunch of potatoes.
就是好像就是五重职事，好像就是一切的所有的，然后他的百姓就像好像 一群很懒惰的人。
That was never his intention.
这从来都不是他的用意。
I know in this church, this pastor is trying to develop solid people that are ministers of the Most High God.
那我在这个教会，就是牧师他的心意就是要培育我们当中能够在神面前是就是在至高者的面前成为一个服侍他的人。
But throughout the body of Christ.
但是在其他的教会的部分
，Pastors are all too content to just get up on Sunday morning and preach their Sunday morning message to their church, whether it be 30 or 30,000.
但是在美国其他就是在其他的一些教会里面，那些牧师们都以为这个就是以这个为满足，就是他对的或者三十人或三千五百个人，他就这样讲一篇道
，to encourage the people just to make it through the next week.
然后鼓励他们，以至于他们可以撑到下个礼拜。
A small handful of people will enter into various functions in the church.
那有一小部分的人，就是好像在教会有一些不同的功用。
And the rest of them go home. Please hear my heart and hear the heart of God.
请你来留心听神的心意。
The rest of them go home not knowing who they are.
但是大部分的人回家都不知道自己是谁。
And what they are ever supposed to be for God.
或者对神来讲，他们可以成为什么样的
？What is Christianity anyway? It means.You read the Bible a little, you pray a little.
那基督教这个信仰的本身的意义到底是什么呢？难道你就是读一下圣经或者你祷告一下吗
？You let all your Christian friends know how wonderful everything is when it's all rotten.
就是当事情其实很糟的时候，你却跟你的基督徒朋友说啊，每一件事情都很好。
But you don't go home with the passion saying, "What am I supposed to be for Jesus?"
但是你从教会回到家里面，却没有那样的一个热情说，说到底为了耶稣基督，我可以做什么呢？
Who am I in his kingdom?
在他的国度里面，我是谁呢？
Well, I see the pastor has great gifts of healings and miracles.
这些牧师有些是有很大很强的那个医治或者神迹奇事的一个恩赐。
The pastor teaches us many good things every Sunday.
那这些牧师有时候在就在主日教导很多很奇妙好的事情。
But I don't know how to read the Bible.
但是我却不知道怎么样来读圣经。
Am I ever supposed to pray for someone for them to be healed?
我自己应该去为别人祷告，以至于他能够得医治吗
？I don't know how to find what I'm supposed to do for God, or maybe I'm not supposed to do anything.
那我也不知道怎么样寻求神，说我该不该为他做什么事，还是我根本就不需要做什么
？I'm just supposed to come to church and be part of the congregation.
还是我就是只是来教会，然后就成为会员当中一部分呢
？I would say 80% of the body of Christ lives that way. You know anyone who lives like that?
你认识这样的教会或这样的人，就是他。我觉得有80%的教会是在这种光景。
Raise your hand if you do.
如果你认识这样，请你举手。
People all over the church live like that.
在教会里面，很多都是这样的生活。
Because they never get a hold of the fact that every born again Christian is part of the priesthood.
因为他们从来都没有明白这样的真理，就是每一个重生得救的基督徒，他都是祭司。
You were called and created as priests unto our God.
那你被召，还有你的呼召，就是要成为至高者神他的祭司。
Now, that isn't what I said, but it's what the Bible said in the book of Revelation and in the book of Peter. Am I right?
这并不是我个人所说的话，是启示录跟彼得前书它里面所讲的。
In the book of Exodus, it says it again. Let's read it.
那出埃及记这边又再一次的提到。出埃及记十九。出埃及记十九章四到六节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我， 如鹰将他们将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Now at the time that this was spoken by the Lord to Israel,
在神向以色列人讲这段话的时候，
they did not yet understand or comprehend what it meant to be a nation of priests.
对他们来讲，他们并不太明白什么叫做一个祭司的国度。
Their attitude at this time was,
他们当时他们调那个态度是这样。
Moses, tell God not to speak to us again.
他们跟摩西说：“你告诉神说，不要再跟我们讲话了。”
You go up the mountain and you find out what he wants to say.
摩西，你自己上山，然后去发现说，到底他要跟我们说什么话。
But tell him not to talk to us, because if he does, we will die.
那你告诉神说，请他不要跟我们说话，免得我们死了。
What were they saying, Moses? You go up to the top of the mountain and you be the priest.
所以他是说，你自己上去吧，摩西，然后你成为祭司。
And then you come down and tell us what God is saying.
然后你下山以后告诉我们说神说了什么。
Does that sound like the local church?
听起来像不像我们所看到的一些教会？
We'll pray for Pastor on Saturday night that he will get a good message.
星期六的晚上我们就为牧师祷告，好叫牧师第二天有很好的信息。
So we'll know what God is saying to us.
那我们就从牧师知道神要跟我们说什么。
If Moses was a type of priest, which he was,
那摩西如果他所代表的是祭司，事实上他也是。
If Moses was called to the top of the mountain, so are you.
那如果摩西是被呼召要到山上去，那你也是。
God never intended to have a church that hovered around the bottom of the mountain while a select few went to the top of the mountain to hear the voice of God.
事实上，神的心里面从来都不是说教会的大部分人都停留在山底，在那边聚集，然后只有少数人到山顶去发现神要做什么。
You should walk close enough to God that when you come to church on Sunday morning, you should know as much about what the pastor is going to say as the pastor does.
那事实上，我们每个人礼拜天到教会来的时候，你里面因着你跟神亲密的关系，你应该知道今天姜牧师要说什么，跟他自己知道要应该是一样的程度。
When the pastor opens the Bible and says, "Let's turn to John chapter 10."
当牧师讲到说，我们来打开圣经，我们来读约翰福音十章。
I'm going to talk out of John chapter 10.
我今天要从这边来讲到。
You should have that chapter earmarked.
你应该是已经在那边有个标记了。
And say in your heart.
然后心里头说。
That's what the Lord told me he was going to minister on.
这正是神告诉我说牧师今天要讲的。
It is not up to us to stand at the bottom of the mountain and say, Moses, you go up to the top of the mountain and find out what God is saying.
我们不能自己这样决定说我就留在山底，然后摩西你自己到山顶 去跟神交通。
You should walk so close to God that when your pastor speaks, it is witnessing to your heart what God told you yesterday.
你应该跟神的亲密的关系到达这个地步，就是当牧师传道讲道的时候，你会说，诶，昨天晚上神在我里面的感动是一样的。
What value is a priesthood who cannot hear the voice of God?
那如果一个祭司他却不能够从神那边听到什么话的话，他有什么价值呢？
Because the nation made the decision that they don't want to be a nation of priests,
那因为这个国家在当时做决定说他们不要成为祭司的国度。
They said to God, "No, we want Moses and Aaron to do it."
那他们就跟神说，神，我们就是要摩西跟亚伦做这件事。
The Lord said, "Okay, we'll let Moses and Aaron do it."
那神说好，那就让他们两位做这事。
And he chose the family of the Levites.
然后他就选择了这个利未的这个家庭。
To be what?Priest unto God.
成为神的祭司。
So now the nation is no longer priest, although that is what he called them for. He said that right here in the Bible.
所以这个地方神呼召整个国家成为祭司的国度，但到那个时候呢，这国家已经不是整个国都是了。
He will settle for a priestly family.
那神就决定说好，他就退步说好，那就我就是选择一族的人成为祭司。
And he has settled throughout the generations for a priestlyA leadership team in the body of Christ, rather than the body of Christ, who is all called to be priests unto our God.
那历世历代也是这样。本来其实应该整个教会所有人都被呼召成为祭司，但现在神就选择说好，那就是有一部分的人成为祭司。
Now let me tell you the problem with this.
但是我告诉你，这样有个问题。
After the Israelites decided they didn't want to go up to the top of the mountain and hear the voice of God, they wanted Moses and Aaron to do it.
当以色列人做这样的决定，就是说他们不要上去，只要两个人上去。当他们做这决定之后
，When Moses and Aaron went up to the mountain and they got the word of God，
当摩西亚伦上山得着神的话
，Those who would not pay the price to hear His voice，
而那些不愿意为了听着神的声音而付代价的人
，fought against Moses and Aaron for the word they brought back。
然后事实上就因着他们所带回来的话，他们就跟他起抗争。
Instead of humbling themselves and hearing the word and obeying it。
那是反而他们就没有说好像自卑，然后留意听他们所要说什么，然后顺服。
This is new to us. This is different. We don't like this. We don't like the things that God has told you to do. And essentially, they didn't do it.
那所以这些人就跟摩西他们抱怨说：“你讲的是全新的，我从来不知道，所以我不要做。”然后事实上证明他们后来也没做。
Because the truth is, if we will not pay the price to die to the world to hear the voice of God, neither will we do what He tells us to do when He tells us to do it.
所以就是如果我们不愿意离开世界。付那个代价去听神的话，那当神跟我们说的时候，我们自然不会去做。
And what is happening to the priesthood?
那所以发生在这些祭司身上什么事呢
？It's being invalidated by the listeners to the priestly message.
所以事实上就是因为那个听众他们不愿意听，所以他们说的话好像就不对了。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你懂我的意思吗
？Let me tell you more of the fallacy that happens.
那我再告诉你更多后来发生的问题。
When you start getting the division of the body from the ministry.You start having another problem.
就当你说好像从神的这样服事当中，这个在整个教会里面开始有样一个分割的时候
，the body begins to feel insufficient, and the ministry begins to feel self-sufficient.
那这样的情况之下，就是神的家里面他们就会觉得说一个不足够，但是这群好像服事的这群的人呢，服事主的这些人，他们就觉得自己非常的充裕。
Ministers get lifted up in pride.
那这些牧者们就会好像就是在骄傲当中就自高起来。
And corruption enters in.
然后最后那个腐败就进来。
We see it all the time in the body of Christ, don't we?
所以在这个事情，我们几乎在教会常常看到。
Don't we?
是不是
？And it happened here.
这个地方就发生了。
The people became insufficient. The ministry became too sufficient.
所以这些就是这个教会里面就好像不足够，但是这些服事主的人就开始好像觉得自己很够。
Pride began to set in.
然后骄傲就进来了。
The love of money began to set in.
然后爱金钱的心就进来了。
They started wanting to add things to themselves instead of giving it all to God.
然后这些服事的这些人就想要把自己，然后增添自己什么，然后就不把荣耀归给神。
Corruption began to overtake the heart of the old covenant ministers.
然后腐败呢，就好像占有这些旧约里面的这些服事主的人。
Next thing we know, it is no longer the value that it used to be.
然后就发现整个价值观就改变，跟过去不同。
The Old Testament priesthood started out as a priest.
那旧约里面这些祭司呢？刚开始他们是祭司
，a king
是君王
，and an apostle
同时像使徒一样
，and a prophet
也像先知。
Before long, it was diluted down to we have a priest, but because they have become so corrupt, they can no longer govern the nation, and out of that had to come a different people to be prophets.
那就是因为他们这样子不断的这样子腐败，所以慢慢减低成，只能有一些人他成为祭司，但是因为他很腐败，所以你必须有另外一群人他成为君王。
So that God, so go ahead. So that God had to separate His prophets from the priests.
是神就必须把他的先知从祭司里面这样子分别出来。
If that wasn't bad enough,
如果这事情还不够糟的话
，the people of Israel became despondent and despairing.
然后之后他们就陷入各样的沮丧的里面。
And decided that they could not make it as a nation without a king.
那他们就觉得说，我如果没有国王，我们就不像是一个国。
Their king should have been in the priesthood, but no longer was the priesthood pure enough to act also as a king.
但是因为其实他们本来他们的祭司应该是君王，但是因为他已经失去他的纯净，所以他们已经不能够成为一个王。
So now God has to make another division.
所以神要再来有个分割。
We have the priesthood, we have the prophet, and we have the king, and they're all separate people.
然后我们现在有祭司，有先知，有一个君王，而且他们都是彼此是分开不同的人。
What came out of all that?
那这样造成什么样的问题呢
？Israel got a king Saul.
那他们就得着一个扫罗王。
And they regretted it.
他们就非常的后悔。
He did not have the heart of God.
他并没有神的心。
Samuel had the heart of God, but they didn't want him.
撒母耳有，但他们不要撒母耳做他们的王。
The priesthood did not have the heart of God, and they didn't want them either.
那祭司也没有这样子的心，所以他们也不要。
And most importantly,
那最重要的是
Where was the ark of glory?
那哪里就是神约柜的荣耀在哪里呢？
It was taken away to the Philistine camp.
他们就进入那个非利士人的那个阵营里面。
So that the enemy had the glory, and not the people of God.
所以神的子民没有，但是仇敌却有神的荣耀。
And it all started clear back here in Exodus when the people said, "We don't want to be priests; we want a priest."
那这些问题从就是它的根源就是在这个地方讲说，我们不要成为祭司，我们只要有一个人成为祭司。
Here we have the same situation in the church.
今天教会也有同样的这样的问题。
We have a church that is called to be a nation of priests unto our God.
教会是被呼召成为一个祭司的国度，是向着神的。
But we have instead.Priests and people.
那这我们却发展成为说有一群像是祭司的，然后其他是子民。
Priests and congregation.
然后有一群就是祭司跟会众。
And where is the ark of glory?
那神的约柜的荣耀在哪里呢？
Today we're fasting and praying that God will care enough to send it back to us because it is in the camp of the enemy.
今天我们这样子禁食祷告，就希望神再次把他约柜的荣耀。放回在教会，而现在这个荣耀是在仇敌的阵营里。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你有听到我所说的吗？
God had a reason for making a nation of priests and not a handful of priests.
神他造一个国家成为一个祭司，就他呼召祭司的国度，而不是少数几个人，他是有原因的。
If you're all priests, you're all responsible for hearing the voice of God.
如果你们都是祭司，那我们每个人都有那个责任，要从神那边能够听到他的声音。
For learning the voice of God,
来学习听他的声音。
For learning His ways,
学习他做事的法则。
And for doing His works,
还要来做事做他的工。
And for shining forth the virtues of Christ,
然后能够在我身上彰显出耶稣基督的美德。
If we are a church, meaning a world church,
如果我们就好像在一个地上的这样的一个教会
，that is dependent on a handful of ministers.
我们去依靠少数的几个牧者。
Well, let's let Benny Hinn do all the miracles.
那我们就让那个新班尼来做所有的那个神迹就好了。
And we'll just travel across the world to see his ministry if we want to get healed.
那如果你渴望得到医治，你就是好像可以，就是你要走很远很远的地方，然后让他来医治你。
That's never the way God intended it to be.
但这是从来神都没有打算要这样做的。
If you have need of healing in the fellowship, he expects you, brother, to reach over and touch your sister and pray for her and let her be healed.
但如果你参加我的聚会，事实上神是期盼你要伸手去来为他祷告，以至于那些兄弟姐妹能够得到医治。
If someone in the church needs prayer, he expects the brothers or the sisters to gather around them at home, fast and pray and seek God's face for them.
那教会如果有人生病的话，神实际上期待是自己的我们这些弟兄姐妹在家里面为这个人禁食祷告。
There should be this kind of network throughout the church, and not one that is even necessarily ordained of man, but rather by the Spirit of God.
那以至于说，神希望我们的教会是有这样的连接，并不是从人自己的那种高摩乃，是神的灵在里面做事。
Pastor Grace is busy; she's got a lot on her hands, and God, the Holy Spirit, should be able to reach across the congregation and touch hearts.And say, Pastor Grace needs prayer. This is what she needs prayer for. And raise up 100 people just like that to pray for her.
当教牧师的责任很重很忙的时候，神的灵应该有办法在我们当中寻找到人，把这个负担放在他们当中，说他牧者需要这样的祷告，你们要兴起祷告。
If someone else in the church needs prayer, the Holy Spirit should be able to do the same.
那教会其他人有这样的需要的时候，圣灵也应该在我们当中可以这样子来感动人。
If The church would take back its priesthood.
如果教会可以起来重新的接回这个祭司的责任
families would be healed.
家庭会得到医治
church would be enlarged.
教会会扩张起来
bodies would be restored.
然后神的教会家庭会恢复
Paul said that many of you are sick and dying because you do not discern the body of Christ.
就是他讲说你们当中很多人就是这样生就是好像死了病了那是因为你们好像并没有察觉基督的教会
What is it we don't discern? We don't discern the priesthood of the believer.
那我们到底没有察觉到什么呢就是我们没有察觉其实是信徒要成为祭司
So the ark of glory is in the camp of the enemy.
所以以至于约柜的荣耀是在仇敌的阵营里
Let's look at Exodus. Okay. We're not going to do Exodus 28 yet. We're going to take a break.
好，我们现在休息一下。
And then we'll come back.
我们再回来。